time.
Let's go. Got on. From the dust of the earth, my God, create a man. His birth, my man, a living form. And God, the world, my God, his only son. My feet were made to walk in His footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord. I was made in His likeness, created in His image.
Go ahead and sing, Ann Arbel, or testify.
Sing, sing,
yeah.
Sing that song
first again, yeah. There you are. If you know it.
I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed His precious blood for me. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm going there to see my mother, who shed her prayer, who said she'd meet me when I come. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I long to tell salvation story. When I get home to that good land, I long to wear a crown of glory. When I get home to that good land.
Praise the Lord. We can tell the story. Praise the Lord. Now, go ahead and testify.
Well, I often sing here when you're all alone.
Praise
sometimes
God.
The Lord blesses my heart, and I feel me so full of His blessing that I scream and have a wonderful time there with the Lord.
Sure.
If it wasn't for the Lord, I never could stand
Praise
it in the
God.
World.
That's true.
He's a wonderful friend and a wonderful Savior.
Praise
I'm so glad He never leaves us alone if we trust Him. I love Him
sure.
and I mean to serve Him as long as I stay
Praise
in the world.
God.
Sometimes I don't know. I'm all afflicted and can hardly get around. But the Lord has stayed with me and keep me from falling and getting hurt.
Praise
and I praise
God.
Him for that. I praise Him for friends, Miss Waddle and Mr. Waddle. They come to see me every Sunday evening. And that's a great blessing to me, but it rained today.
Sure.
And I didn't think they would come, but I was sitting there in the chair, and it was almost night. And I said, Lord, send somebody. Look out and hear two cars come rolling out.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad He hears and answers prayer.
Sure.
He knows our hearts. He
sure
knows
He does.
Our needs.
Praise God.
Sometimes in business, we don't know what to do. And we can ask the Lord, and He'll show a way.
Sure He will. Praise the Lord.
Praise
that's
the
true.
Lord for salvation.
Praise God. Praise God. Let Brother White out here tell what the Lord done for you.
I'm glad in 1950 the Lord saved me and put me on this good way, and I'm not toiled away, and I want to go every day stronger and tell people about the Lord, and I want you all to pray for me when it go well with you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. That's Sister White out here.
Well, I'm so thankful to see that I can say I'm a child of God and I'm on this good way.
Sure.
He never turns us down. He never forsaken us. And as Aunt Arabelle said when we were safe that we can sing. I can't sing much, but God knows my heart.
Sure.
And I get a wonderful blessing home by myself. I'm never left alone. He's always with me. Bless His name. He's done so much for me. He's healed my body and He's brought me home from the hospital. And I want to be all ready in a minute when the Lord calls me. I want to go home to be with my loved ones that's gone on before. I've got a dear mother and a daddy up there waiting for me. And by the help of God, I want to see Him. And I want to see Jesus, for He done more for me than anybody in the world. Father and mother can only do so much, but Jesus can save your soul. And bless His name this morning. I'm so glad that I ever found His good way. Bless His name. When I get talking about the Lord, I never know when to quit. Bless
praise.
You. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Got a big wrong tape. Just mind the Lord. Here, Hopi.
Go ahead. Praise God.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I thought you wanted to be careful.
Yeah. You come down and see us sometime.
I sit down there sometime, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe when the road goes around. If I could walk up down the road, Ed, I'll pray. I'm so scared to get on that road. I hope that we don't have so many cars so we can kind of walk on from there. It wouldn't be so bad.
That looks
it's so dangerous that will be cut.
Yeah.
That just scares me to death.
Oh, y'all used to live over there.
Well, I don't know how long. We moved there when we moved here.
Uh-huh.
We lived there a long time, and the road goes right up to the bottom where we live. And they tore the whole house down, they say now.
Well, that's back over toward Arvonne's, then.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our old place there where Arvonne lives.
Well, he built a new house down there.
Yeah, but he went on down the creek.
He went on down the creek below where we live and built the new house. Yeah, that's right inside us, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we lived over there a long, long time.
Yeah.
From the dust, though we are, my God created man. He made man a living soul, and God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and that is why I love Him so.
My hands were raised to
That's good, Jenny. Come on. Last night as I lay sleeping, a dream came to me. I dreamed about the end of time, about eternity. I saw a million sinners fall on their knees and pray. The Lord, he sighed, he shook his head, and if I heard him sigh, sorry, I never knew you. Depart, for I may forevermore. Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one that you never served before. I thought the time had fully come that I must turn the tale. I told the Lord that I had been a Christian all the while, but through his look he took a look and sadly shook his head, then placed me over on his lip, and this I heard him say, sorry, I never knew. I find no record of your breath. Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one that you loved down on earth. There were my wife and children. I heard the loving Lord. They must have been so happy. Oh, how they did rejoice. The robes of white around them, the faces all aglow. My little girl looked over at me, and this I heard her say, Daddy, we can't go with you. We must dwell in the joys of our Lord. Sorry, for we still love you. But you'll never be our daddy anymore. Now when I had awakened, the tears were in my eyes. And looking all around me, and back to my surprise, there were my loving babies. I knew it was a dream. Down beside the bed of mine, you should have heard me scream. Darling, we are in glory. I know thou gave thine only son. Father, please forgive me, for I want to be ready when you come.
Ain't that wonderful? What a memory he got.
Oh, yes, you can remember everyone. Yeah.
Didn't she sing I've been born again? The dog, he always barks when he sees anybody. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, there's a car. I wonder who in the world. And I didn't know him. He got out. I didn't know him. I think, well, who is that boy? He's grown so. And then I see Arnie. Not Arnie, but...
Ed.
How is Arnie? All right.
Getting along good, yeah.
Have you ever had his revival?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He told me, yeah, he's going to hold a revival in his garage, I believe. He had a big garage or something.
I don't know about that, where he's had that there or not. Pastor and see. Take people. He's a dog and a half. He's a dog and a half. That's a dog and a half. I say he's a whole lot of a dog. He's a good little dog.
I said to my brother one day, Charlie, I said, well, it's bad. Not here. Well, he says, I don't know it's bad. He says, it's much to go and says, you better off not to hear it.
That's right.
They bought tombstone for Charlie's grave, got $600, a great big one. Dad told me to sell the place and buy tombstones for the grave. There's a man come here the other day to buy my place, and I priced it to him. And he went said, I have to have a little time to think about it. He never come back anymore for about a week or two. And I just about got out of the notion. The other night he come, he says, well, he says, the barn's about to fall down. He says, would you take $500 for it? I said, no. I said, I won't. I said, I'm just about out of the notion. Well, he says, will you take $800? I said, yes, I'll take that, I reckon. So he says, I'll be back with the money in about 2 weeks. So I guess he said that I could live here as long as I lived. And he built him a little small house up in the garden. Well, they'd be close neighbors. He's got 3 children. The oldest is 9 years old, and he's got a little girl. They're both in school. They're good in the family. I hope it'll be a success. Pray for me that we'll make a success in getting along, and they'll be good neighbors. I don't know much about them. He married a woman down about Grace, and a fine-looking woman, but I don't know him much. And I don't know him too well. But if we make a deal, I hope it will be a success. I've been talking to the Lord about it and asking him to direct me in business and to help me to make a success.
Sure. Why, sure, praise God.
I don't know whether it's the best or not.
Well, that's fine.
You're going to take that sauce later?
The home agent was here and wanted me to go and live with somebody. She'd raise some chickens. But you know there's no place like home. And you can be at home where you can't be nowhere else. And I'd better be at home as anywhere as long as I can. I hope the Lord will see fit to take me right from my own home. I'd better go from here to anywhere in the world. Like poor Dad, he says, he'd always say he liked home. And said it. But one night when he was bad sick, but he was in his right mind at that time. He said, if the Lord calls me, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Praise God
for
that.
Was he here?
No, I didn't get a go.
Thank you, preacher. The wonderful preacher's sermon that day, there, here in Charlie said he did. I've heard several say it was just like a camp meeting.
Yeah.
Arnie, Gay, and Senior Irving's little girl, they sang Fly Away. That was his favorite song.
Yeah.
Charlie Van Sant, and Harlan Porter, and Dear Ice, and sang keep my mind, what song he sang. It was his favorite song. Tune off, so that's what it was. And I never heard him. I'd see him in his apron.
That's the red.
Seemed like
I don't want to catch
everybody
twice.
Enjoyed it. It was just like a, it didn't seem like a funeral.
Yeah.
And I said to my sister, I said, Brother Vernon sent Pete. They said the best day of him. I couldn't hear it to him. And he said, well, I said he had something to preach from.
Amen. That's true. That's right. Yeah.
That's right. He told about how Dad liked children and how he worked for the orphan's home. He would get out and beg money for the orphan's home. And he would, if he got so he wasn't able to get out and get money, send his own money.
Yeah.
Oh, I told how when he was converted in 1907 out at the old Fairview Church. And he'd knew him all his life.
Yeah.
He preached that day, said an awful good sermon.
Yeah.
He wrote something like, oh, I would. I know you would. I thought about your home. You've got a lovely home. I wrote to Jean that she had it. The one morning was awful cold. My house is awful cold. And I wrote to Geneva. I told her I'd give her $50 of my check if she let me come and stay with her. And she wrote back and she says, I can't keep you. Said she wasn't a feeling very well. And she told about several of her sick in the community. And I wrote back. She didn't call me, she just called me by my name. And I wrote to her and told her, I said, dear niece, I said, I'm sorry you're sick. But I said, I don't guess I'd have come if you didn't invite me. I wrote her a nice letter, though.
Yeah. Anebius,
I don't guess I'd have been.
Anebius sick.
There's no place like home if it is a shabby one.
Well, that's true, yes.
If I had a warm room, I wouldn't mind being cold. I don't know how I stand it when the weather gets cold. I don't know what's ahead for me.
Well, that's
I don't know.
Will you come on stay with me and her?
Well, that's the point of, I thank you for your invitation, and you've got a fine home. But you have no idea how I suffer, and sometimes in the night I scream out and I say, Lord help me, I pray. Bert was up here one night, and I couldn't keep from hollering and praying to the Lord. And I said to him last night, I said, nobody knows how I suffer. He says, I do.
Yeah.
No.
Hope you like.
I don't know. I don't know if I share my home. I can stay here as long as I live, as long as I want to. But I don't know where to spend my life. I don't know what to have for me. I don't know.
Well, we don't know.
But if it's God's will, I hope he'll slip me away from my own little home. I'd rather go from home to anywhere.
Yeah.
If I can, I don't know. I'm awful in an awful condition. My knee is swollen off, and my foot is red painted. For whatever he needs, I don't know. I've got nobody to lean on. Just got one brother living, and one half brother. And it's awful good to me. But he's... I don't know. I know you're having a beautiful home. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know you've got a beautiful home. And I know I'd be well cared for, but I'd be an awful burden. You don't have no idea how I suffer. Todd Porter's wife come over here and she begged me a letter, and she wrote that nice letter. She had me a crying, begging me, but there's seven in the family. She says, give you a room and a lot, and they ain't got no bath. Mm-hmm. And she said, wait on you just like I would my mother. She said, they all love you, every one of them. Clyde loves you, and all of them begged me to go. I never give them no answer. And I'd go because there's so many of them. She's the sweetest woman. She's as kind and good as she can be. But they've got four children, and her sister, and her and Todd make seven of them. That's a big family.
No, it is, yeah.
And I didn't give her no answer, but I cried. She wrote the nicest letter of the year, begging me. She said, please go. She said, I'll keep you like a mother.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell her I'd go, because I'm up all through the night. The doctor said I've got kidney infection, and I'm up all through the night. I don't deny I get lonely. I shed many tears. I get lonely, but it took a few breaths and then about a time. Somebody, she raised my check. $8. That is the thing. He's a four. That man here says you ought to have 100. Well, I offered over half of them.
Daddy.
Kicking him. He'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
I know I'm real.
Kicking. Kicking, Jim.
I know I'd be.
Kicking him. Kicking Jim.
I thank you for your invitation, and I don't know why.
He's gonna get a restaurant.
Don't kiss the Jenny or my magic. I'm there. Hey. Bad if you see me, 82 years old. Right in my hand. And as I sing that song, I want to go.
Sure.
See my mother.
Praise God.
I like to sing that if you shed it, take it.
Sure.
For me. That's my favorite song. I like to sing. I'll consider it. Come on. Get home and the Lord blesses my heart.
Yeah.
Have you got well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. You look well.
Yeah.
You're well. I never dreamed of you coming. That is wonderful. I seen the Lord anxious
to. Sure.
I said, man, it looks so blue. I said, Lord, you should give me
somebody. Tell the man got saved up in the room
here. Just in a minute to hear you better drove up. I never dreamed.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, bye.
I can't tell you what he
wants. What do you want?
He just wanna know where you are.
Do you want to catch chicken?
Yeah, and then he said, I'd like you to catch a check. I said, personal check. He said, yeah, I'm sure I'll just give up the head.
I catch one real quick.
He told me he talked to his old family to him, and he kept getting up and like he was going to go, you know. He said, well, he said, I love you. I may have to get the boy's old drive cash check from him, $5 check from that for him.
You didn't ask, you just said he
asked. I may have to get him built, you know. Anyway, you can do it.
Now, is that the junior or
junior? Junior. And I said, well, I said, I said, what do you need $5 for? Well, he said, I ain't gonna buy nothing drink with it. He said, I need to have to take my own doctor. I don't know sure where I'd take it. I said, I just like to have the money to call it when I need it. And I said, well, I said, fine. So I said, Junior, I said, you know, Bible says the flesh is weak. And I said, we're weak. And I said, temptation is hard for us. And I said, I'll tell you, I said, well, you know, if the devil gets you the money, he might get you expensive whiskey. Oh, no, I won't do that. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, when you have to take it, I said, probably tomorrow. If that's taken. And I said, well, you just come on down. If you have to have $1 worth of gas, I said, well, I always have that. But I said, I think we'll be on cash. I said, they fell out the road there. We bottle of the cold milk down there. I said, Tim, please go up to the Dragon Ball quick.
His dad's been here last night. Somebody bought him 2 o'clock.
Someone
picked him up.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
Maybe John. Well, I feel sorry for people like that. I'll bet, you know, I believe in the house they want to be.
He wants you to get to a place that if somebody comes down and really in need and things, you just say, "Well, buddy, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I helped old Maggie up over here and I helped so and so." You just come prove yourself now and then we'll help you. Well, you know, I mean, that's what the devil wants. So, I mean, really, I think you just have to do the best you can. I mean, just like getting it. He pretty well had my sympathy there, but I was just waiting. And when he hit me up for money, then I fell him out towards the part that he needs it for. And then I found out he just needs that money, you know, in his pocket. He just needs a loose change of car. You know, that didn't make any sense.
My car
didn't. Got fired. They go to work 24th. He got to hold the back of water. They go to work tomorrow. I'm driving kids. There's a BFW down here, and he said, driving away from me today, it's drink and carry on, play poker and everything, so I don't want any money. That's good. Lord, you can get out of it.
You can work over at that
factory. If he's straightened up, I get hard, and little boys haven't given him a job. He owes boys money, boys working.
Well, he has a good job on
his case. Oh, man, he said it was great.
I say he really is a good.
Oh, he's a good cook because they are, buddy.
He is.
Him and Dickie Bowles. They're just good at cooking a restaurant and everything. They put you out meals, son. Why, they can.
Is that what you both done in the Army?
Yeah, I guess. I think Dickie's a cook too, ain't he?
I don't know about Dickie.
Danny Engel up here is good at cooking, they are. Jenny, you're going to get hot. You slow down now. Well, you're playing ball, but slow down.
She's going to be back to mom.
I'm going to be relaxed.
I used to be on
ball. Who's coffee cup there? About a half full of coffee.
Everybody
pay cash.